Now we're going to dig into the sovereignty of God as part of our metaphysics. And so he says in the DKG book, the Doctrine of the Knowledge of God, that I hear is highly recommended. He writes at some length about God's lordship, which he understands to mean that is God's control, his authority, his presence. And he understands the traditional term of sovereignty to be a synonym of lordship in all three aspects. And he says that it's important for the Christian worldview that God directs all things, or as Ephesians 1:11 has it, that God works all things according to the counsel of his will. He is the conductor. He's the director. He's the cast director, and he's the one that writes the script as well.
Then he says that, why is this important? Well, he says the divine sense of autonomy, right? It destroys the unbeliever's pretense of autonomy. If God creates and governs all things, his plan never fails. Therefore, his plan determines what things are, what is true or false, and what is right or wrong. And so for us to make judgments in these areas, we must consult, the planner, the one who put it all together, the ruler, through his revelation in nature and in scripture, seeking humbly to think God's thoughts after him, he tells us. We may not claim that our mind or anything else in creation is the ultimate standard for being truth or right, because God is the sovereign Lord, right? He is in control of this creation, and he is Lord. That's his idea of sovereign.
So there's this, this idea of like, well, does God, pull down these rules from on high, or does he kind of just make them arbitrarily, which seems to be a thing outside of himself still too. And so this again goes back to that personal impersonal distinction that we're trying to put in. So even that question talks about like, well, does God pull from the nature of the kind of this universe that he exists in? And so what we're saying is that the revelation of God makes this an absurd question or idea, because we're not saying that there's an impersonal nature that's outside of God in the kind of space he occupies in his nature. And so those things that we're talking about as of what he is Lord in, it doesn't have an impersonal nature that he's pulling from. He's pulling from his personal nature to direct the things. And so the very aspect of lordship, even within God himself, is an answer within this question. So that's one of the ideas that we talked about with Mitch Stokes when we discussed that dichotomy answer that is a false dichotomy.